voice of St. Louis.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More attacks from both sides of the Middle East. Iran and the U.S. have launched strikes, and oil prices up again this morning. Javed Ali is a former senior director for counterterrorism on the National Security Council.
It seems like we're almost back to where things were on February 28th to the middle of April, when every day both Iran and the United States, and back then Israel, were conducting hundreds of strikes against each other. And I think what we're seeing now, this is a battle of wills. Months into that post-February 28th opening salvos.
About 125 million people in the U.S. facing high heat today as a new summer heat wave pushes across the country. New York's governor is set to sign off on a one-year moratorium on building new data centers statewide above a certain size. It would be the first restriction of its kind in the country. This is ABC News. The man who headed the Uvalde School District police force on the day a gunman killed 19 students and two teachers is back in a Texas court today.
Former Uvalde Schools Police Chief Pete Arredondo is to stand trial early next year on charges that he endangered the lives of students and staff at Robb Elementary School by not responding quickly enough to the 2022 mass shooting there. Arredondo wants 19 Border Patrol agents who were at the scene with him to testify at his trial, but Customs and Border Protection has resisted. Arredondo will make his case today before a federal judge. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is running for governor, but says she's had to fire her campaign manager after discovering her campaign has far less money than she thought.
Because I was continually getting inaccurate reports from my campaign finance person, for my campaign manager.
This is Tuesday, July 14th. I'm Megan Lynch. A six-month moratorium on new data centers passed the St. Charles County Council last night without anyone voting against it. During debate, council members discussed whether a six-month window was long enough to evaluate the issue compared to neighboring cities. Councilman Joe Brazel.
St. Charles did a permanent ban.
St. Charles did.
O'Fallon is considering one.
Okay, so last meeting I said that this seems more like a political show because it's only 6 months and it's right after the general election. If it were really to have some teeth, if St. Charles thought it was lawful to do a permanent one, I don't know why we're not doing a permanent one to revisit, or at least do a 1 or 2 year, make it 1 or 2 years.
The council also voted to change the senior property tax relief program, removing the requirement for seniors to annually renew the benefit. St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer has signed a bill allocating the $250 million RAM settlement funding to North City, downtown, and citywide infrastructure needs.
One of the criticisms of the bill funding North City was how susceptible previous city-led programs were to fraud, with the North City Business ARPA program being mentioned. Controller Donna Barringer says they will keep a close eye on all funds expensed with the RAM settlement money to make sure they actually go to those in need.
Our E&A secretary will maintain a public running total of the RAM settlement dollars that have been encumbered, giving residents a clear view of how these historic funds are being invested and ensuring taxpayers can follow these historic investments every step of the way.
Funds going towards the Water Division and North City are expected to be expensed quickly because their programs are up and running, while downtown will take longer, says Mayor Kara Spencer. Shaw Malone, KMOX News.
I'm Michael Calhoun. There's another front in the effort to give new life to those skyscrapers looming over downtown. Governor Keough signed a major economic development bill to start the week, unlocking what are being called powerful tax incentives. A key piece of the legislation offers $6 million a year to help developers convert vacant office space into residential housing. Half of that money is specifically reserved for massive properties like the long-empty AT&T Tower and the Railway Exchange, which used to be home to Macy's and the department store headquarters. Greater St. Louis Inc. calls the bipartisan bill a top priority that will revive the state's economic engine.
St. Louis County Police investigating a double shooting overnight in rural Florissant, west of Route 367. A spokesperson says it happened around 4 this morning on Chillum Drive. Both victims said to have non-life-threatening injuries. They're being treated at hospitals. This past weekend's flooding in southeast Missouri left a large path of destruction, and some residents can't even return to their homes yet.
The Red Cross has volunteer teams there as far away as Arkansas.
So cleanup is starting as well, and so if you want to help communities through the Red Cross, you can always consider volunteering with us. We are always in need for volunteers, as we are 90% volunteer-led.
Ann Bassman says you can also make a financial contribution to the Red Cross.
If you want to be able to help your neighbors next time there's a disaster such as this, you can go on redcross.org and you can find out all about our volunteering opportunities.
Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Former Congresswoman Cori Bush contrasting the federal aid St. Louis received from the 2022 flood to the 2025 tornado in an attempt to regain her seat from incumbent Wesley Bell. Bush says not only did St. Louis receive more funding, the response from FEMA was more efficient.
We work with those agencies to help stand up relief sites and resource centers very quickly. As a matter of fact, it was noted actually by St. Louis Public Radio that I got FEMA in town faster.
Bush adds under her time as Congresswoman, St. Louis received $110 million in disaster relief block grants, while the city continues to wait for that kind of funding for last year's tornado. In a statement to KMOX, a spokesperson for Bell says, quote, Cori Bush is only looking out for Cori Bush. St. Louis has not received the relief it should have because of one person, Donald Trump, close quote. St. Louis native and Archbishop Emeritus of New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan, will return to his childhood parish this coming weekend to mark the 50th anniversary of his ordination as a priest. KMOX religion editor Fred Bottomer reports.
Cardinal Dolan will celebrate the noon mass on Sunday at Holy Infant Parish in Baldwin, with a reception to follow. The 76-year-old cardinal grew up at Holy Infant and was ordained as a priest there in 1976. Last year, Cardinal Dolan submitted his resignation to the Pope when he turned 75 years old, per church law. He continues to live in New York, but says retirement means more trips back home.
I'll be able to spend some more time at home with my beloved nieces and nephews and my brothers and sisters.
Cardinal Dolan currently serves as co-chief chaplain of the New York City Police Department. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
St. Louis Children's Hospital has a new president. BJC Health has named Nikki Stafford to the post. She most recently served as president of American Family Children's Hospital in Madison. Stafford succeeds Trish Lalo, who was recently appointed group president of BJC Health East Region. A familiar face at the St. Louis Board of Election Commissioners has passed away. Gary Stoff served as Republican Elections Director since 2001. Stoff was known and loved as a personal, familiar face to poll workers and voters alike. In a statement from the election commissioners, they say in part, his dedication to the integrity of elections will be remembered by all who worked alongside him. A memorial mass will be Wednesday, July 22nd at 10 at St. Stephen Protomartyr Church on Wilmington Avenue. Stoff is survived by his wife, Betsy, and their family.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.